Thank you again, Chair, and thank you, Mr. Paolo Cuimi, for your succinct presentations. It's very good to hear the overview of all the divisions at once like this. It's a privilege to hear from all of you. At first, I would like to thank the division for every work and initiative and the programs that they have been conducting to assist the LDCs in achieving a sustainable transformation, like assisting the LDCs Committee on the Rules of Origins in the WTO. We echo with our previous colleague who identified the importance of focusing on the efficacy of the initiatives, a proper assessment and the measurement. And that has been the positions of the LDCs from the very beginning. And there are lots of assessments like the economic vulnerability profile, national productive capacity gap assessment, and as you mentioned, detailed nationally driven targeted policies or the holistic national productive policy. I wonder how many countries have been benefited with these sorts of assessments. I know that the division is in a budget crunch, but still, I would like to know how many countries have already conducted these sorts of assessments. And as I saw in one of the reports that only $23 million has been expended in the technical assistance to the LDCs. Our assessment is that, and the amount is very minuscule, considering the 45 LDCs, as we also mentioned during the opening statement, it's a very minuscule amount, and the budget must be increased through various means by channelizing the funds from the all the resources which has been set up for the LDCs. And we also need to continuously sensitize LDCs to collaborate and synergize with the UNCTAD as LDCs face human resource constraints, and also advise the LDCs how they can better collaborate with the country resident coordinator and other relevant bodies. Also, the factors that impedes the optimum utilization of LDCs programs should be addressed with the collaborations of all the stakeholders. We look forward to have a constructive collaborations with the group, and we are ready for more cooperation. Thank you very much.